Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. Supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. It's training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
Just when you think you know what the Patriots are going to do, Bill Belichick goes and throws you a little bit of a curveball. Welcome back to Foxborough, everyone. Eric Scalavino with Paul Perillo. Darren Hartwell, our intern. Andy Hart might show up at some point. You never know with him. Here to recap day 12, practice number 10 at Patriots training camp 2012. And we had a quick turnaround, guys. Yesterday they had what has become the typical 1:30 to 4 o'clock practice. And then this morning they got right back on the field at 9 o'clock. Our expectation kind of was, maybe with the short turnaround, the Saints coming into town tomorrow, maybe they'll just do a walkthrough. But no, full pads yet again today. And we probably should have figured that out too, because Bill did tell us the other day that the referees were coming into town, and normally when the refs are in town, well, you know, walkthrough really doesn't really do you too much good. You need to be flying around doing things. And again, these are replacement refs. For those of you who've been keeping track of the labor situation with the league and their regular referees, still unresolved, so we have replacement officials on the field.
I thought they were absolutely awful, too.
Did you? Really?
No, I didn't.
Too much yellow on the field for you?
No, honestly, I didn't notice them at all.
I didn't either.
71's back pedal needs a little work.
Okay. Back judge?
I don't know. Was he a back judge?
I don't know. I wasn't really paying that close attention. But, yeah, a full pads practice today, guys. And I thought it was a little bit crisper than yesterday. We I think, termed it lackluster. And today I thought while it wasn't eye-popping either, it certainly was a little bit of a better tempo than yesterday. Agreed?
Agreed.
I would. I thought it was a little better. I agree. I didn't think it was...
might make me chime in.
No,
you're terrible.
I didn't think it was to the level of the practices at the beginning of camp, but that's to be expected. As you mentioned, you know, day 12, practice 10, I think it's going to get a little ragged.
Yeah.
And there's been times the last couple of days where it's appeared to be less sharp than it was earlier.
And I expect the intensity to be a lot higher tomorrow when the Saints do arrive for joint practices, too.
No fights today. So
no.
We got that going for us.
Nope, everyone, the weather was nice, I think. That's probably why people were a little bit more calmed down. Just three changes to the attendance report, really. James Ahedebo, who just yesterday lost his red no contact jersey, lost the jersey completely. He was in shorts and a t-shirt today, which is not good news for him. Brandon Spikes was not in attendance whatsoever, and neither was first year O-lineman Kyle Hicks, whom we saw yesterday with what looked like a left shoulder injury. Leaving practice early. He wasn't out there today. The rest of the people that weren't there have not been there as
And I didn't see Weems.
Usual.
Weems
was
right.
And Weems, I'm sorry, yes. Weems, who was hurt yesterday. Good news for Kyle Love, who was poked in the eye and left early. He was out there for the entire practice in full pads. So escaped something major there. But overall, guys, with the refs being here, obviously we did take note of that. But there was a little bit more of a sped up sort of game type feel, a lot more situational.
A lot
type
of
work.
Situations like they did on Sunday. I thought there was more hurry up situations today than they had. Not 2 minute drill, but you know, the hurry up offense that you know the Patriots went to a lot over the last couple of years. And then Bill would bark out a situation, and they were doing it on the fly, which was upping the degree of difficulty a little bit. It would be 3rd and 4, and then it would turn to a 1st and 10. 3rd and 12. You know, it was going back and forth all the way really down the field. Until they got into the red area, not the red zone, the red area, and, culminating with some goal-to-goal situations. And the one thing that the referees did do today, and Andy and I have been talking about this all, I'm not sure he was in on that. I'm not sure. The referees were there to say that, some of the catches were out of bounds. So they were on the boundaries a little bit, so that kind of helped you out a little bit. But I agree with your original assessment, Eric. There were times where the passing game looked pretty good. And there were other times I thought the defensive backs came up and made some big plays. The best one I saw was by Rossi Dowling on the sideline in front of Brandon Lloyd on an out. Really great timing, broke on it, dove, knocked it down. Really, really good play. He was
2 days in a row for him.
He was pretty excited about it. Still too often guys are running by him, I would say. you know, overall. But that was a really, really solid play on Brandon. You know, it was with Brady throwing the ball and Brandon Lloyd running the route. So it's not like, you know, there was an asterisk next to it. That's that's the tasks that he's going to have on Sundays.
Yep. You made an interesting observation during 11-on-11, Paul.
So many of them.
About Nick McDonald, who was only a few days off the PUP and is seeing some different action than we're used to seeing.
Yeah, he's been at left tackle with the twos. Nate Solder, obviously, was the starter. But you look at the depth on the offensive line is becoming a little bit of an issue here. Matt Copa has been out for the last several days. Kyle Hicks was out for the first time today. Darian Weems was out. He's a guy they already had brought in since the start of training camp. So tackles are going down here. They don't have a lot of depth at that position. Today, Nick McDonald, who I believe was it his first day in pads or his second day? I think it was his first day in full pads. And he was out there at left tackle with the second group getting some reps. So, you know, there's some, you know, I understand that part of that might be Bill wants to see how many different things Nick McDonald can do. Mm-hmm. But the other part of it is desperate times call for desperate measures.
Right. Defensively, I think we're starting to see a regular kind of rotation, I think might be the best way to put it, because there's not always the same personnel out there, but the same, you know, at the same time. But there is a group that seems to be getting a lot more reps.
I was waiting for an Andyism right there. It's not always the same personnel out there, but the same guys are out there. but I knew what you meant, exactly the way you were starting it. Linebackers today, you know, Eric mentioned Brandon Spikes was out. Gave some opportunities to some different guys. Bobby Carpenter got a lot of run. Mike Rivera, who we hadn't really seen get many reps, got a lot of run in the middle. Both of those guys were predominantly in the middle with Mayo and Hightower on the outside. So, and we also saw Ninkovich and Chandler Jones back. The Andy Hart starting lineup that Andy wrote about in the training camp preview was really in effect today up front. It was Ninkovich, Will Fork, Love, and Chandler Jones. Mm-hmm. So you put Spikes in the middle, and that's the front seven that Andy Hart had slated in there. And you mentioned the secondary. It's still Dowling coming in, Arrington moving to the slot. Yep. That's been very consistent. And then the safeties have been somewhat rotating. It's always Chung and Gregory to start, but, you know, Tavon Wilson gets out there. He's involved, and today it was a lot of nickel and dime stuff. He was out there quite a bit of the time as well.
And I think I'm going to have to go back on my prediction that Jermaine Cunningham doesn't make this team this year, only because Trevor Scott's a non-factor.
There's no depth there. They have nobody.
They really don't.
I think Trevor Scott, and Andy wrote about this yesterday too, I think he's going to get cut, but he might have to make it too. I just don't see a lot of depth at that position.
I know. It's troubling too, because that's – though. I mean, the one bright spot I will say is maybe two, but Chandler Jones I thought is at least getting more involved than I expected for a guy who came in without much of a pass rush pedigree, you know?
He's done well.
He's done very well. He's shown up. Once in a while I see Jake Beckett flash and make a play, but not as often as I would have hoped from him. But you're right. There's still depth is a problem at that position. It doesn't look like it's getting a whole lot better anytime soon. Any final wrap-up thoughts from after practice, some of the players we spoke to today? Anybody have anything interesting to say? Darren, I know you were with Darren McCoy for quite a bit.
Well, first of all, Kyle Love talked after practice, said, you know, no issues with his eye and everything, so he seems to be okay. McCourty, talked a lot about improving on his, you know, season last year. Said, you know, basically taking it one step at a time, pretty basic stuff there. So his head seems to be in it anyways. So have to see.
Brandon Lloyd also talked after practice. He said something about he just, you know, they were asking him about some of the catches that he makes, the acrobatic type stuff, and he said that he feels like every ball is catchable. So it was kind of a, you know, just a matter of fact thing. He had a lot of, he got a lot of work today. He's sort of been, I don't know if he's been, he missed a couple of practices with what was deemed a minor injury. I thought he was back to the guy that we saw the first couple of practices where a lot of balls were thrown his way. He did have a pretty bad drop. Slightly overthrown, but also looked like
didn't really extend.
He wasn't extended as far as he might have been, deflected off his hands. We haven't seen that happen very often. It's the only reason why I mentioned it. It was a rarity in camp.
Well, we're going to have to go upstairs and listen to Nick Caserio now. He's about to give some post-practice comments as well. But guys, tomorrow, amp it up. Saints are coming to town.
Back to the 1:30 start tomorrow, 1:30 to 4 here at Foxborough. So
that's right.
If you're going to get one practice all training camp, I would say tomorrow's the day to be here.
Absolutely. And if you're going to get one podcast all summer, tomorrow's is probably the one you're going to want. So we'll check you out then. See ya.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.